content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This is Karen Edwards for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Modern Maturity. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from various sources. I'm going to start with an article from AARP, the magazine, under the heading of Upfront Live. It's grow time. Add flavor to your life with herbs in pots. For a money-saving perspective, no garden plants pay you back as quickly as fresh herbs, which can cost several dollars for a small package at the market and often go bad before getting used up. Don't have a garden? Herbs flourish in pots. Here's how to grow four popular types. Let's look at basil, what you need. Organic potting soil in a pot at least 8 inches in diameter. Care. Keep it indoors until overnight temperatures are above 50 degrees. It grows well with 6 to 8 hours of daily sunlight. Keep the soil moist. Basil is a bit high maintenance. You need to harvest regularly. Once it flowers, it kind of stops producing leaves, so you always want to prune off flowers to encourage more leafy growth. Rosemary, what you need to know. A pot at least 12 inches in diameter and 12 inches deep with a drainage hole. Use a 50-50 mix of potting soil and cactus mix soil. Care, it can grow near a window, but try placing it outside during the day. Rosemary likes a good 6 to 8 hours of direct sunlight. It requires water, but just once a week. And rosemary likes to dry out between waterings. Time, what you need. A pot 6 to 8 inches in diameter with a drainage hole. Terracotta is good because it's porous and allows a lot of air to the roots. Potting soil is fine. Water it once a week. Add up to 2 inches of compost to the soil in the spring and the fall. The organic matter will work its way into the soil, provide beneficial nutrients, and enrich the soil, resulting in healthy growth. And finally, mint. You need a pot at least 12 inches in diameter and well-draining soil. It can take as much sunlight as you can give it or as much shade. Mint is extremely easy to grow. It's almost invasive. I know that. Pruning is important. It also likes moisture, so water it regularly. We have another little article here. Where should your pet sleep? In a 2022 survey, the American Academy of Sleep Medicine found that 46% of Americans allow a pet to sleep in their beds at least sometimes. The pros and cons. Here, boy, pets provide a sense of safety and comfort, says George Malillo, co-founder of Heart Plus Paw Veterinary Practice. Having your pet right beside you may provide added security for older people with diminished hearing. Down, boy. First, there's the unsanitary factor, and pets can be an intimacy blocker. Michael J. Bruce, founder of Sleep Doctor, says, many animals do not understand what's going on and think some type of harm is being done. Now, how about a safe home? Safe. Reconsider where you store your valuables. Thousands of bank branches close each year in America, and with many of them go safe deposit boxes. So now's the time to consider a home safe. There are two main categories of home safes: portable lock boxes and safes that you bolt into a wall or a floor. Chris McGorry, president of McGorry Security Consulting, prefers the type you mount because there's no need to hide it. The idea of a safe is also to have it accessible. If you're older, you're not going to be climbing up on ladders necessarily or going up in the attic, he says. If it's bolted down, room placement doesn't matter. Burglars will see it, but they won't be able to get it. One more tip. Tell a family member or friend what's being kept in the safe and how to open it in an emergency. Now here's a brief article titled, No Bars, No Problem. This is Upfront Tech. You can still dial 911 in an emergency. Here's a scary scenario. You're driving alone in a remote area. Your car dies and you can't get a cellular signal in that location. Don't count out that phone just yet. Just because your particular service provider, say AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, has no cell towers in the area, doesn't mean you can't call for help. AAA Senior Automotive Manager David Bennett says many people don't realize that you can still call 911 and probably connect with emergency services, even with a zero bars reading. When you make a 911 call, your phone sends a signal to the nearest cell tower, regardless of your service provider, he says. The Federal Communications Commission requires all cellular providers to accept all 911 calls, no matter the phone plan. Newer iPhones also include an emergency SOS feature to text emergency services via satellite when you're far off the grid. Emergency calls can even work with no service plan at all. An old, deactivated phone can still connect with 911 services. So one idea is to keep a backup phone charged in your car. But be aware that it won't give call centers your location automatically. Now, let's move to AARP, the bulletin, for a few minutes. Under your money, live well for less, fighting unfair charges. Ways to win credit card disputes. One of the best reasons for making purchases with a credit card is that you get a built-in safety net. If something goes wrong, you can dispute the bill and get the transaction reversed. You might ask for such a cancellation, known as a chargeback, to correct a double charge or other billing error. Or maybe that product you bought online never showed up or turned out to be a counterfeit. Maybe you never made a purchase in the first place. Subscriptions are one of the fastest-growing chargeback categories, according to Rajita Iyer, Senior Vice President, Cyber and Intelligence at MasterCard. Consumers have so many of them, she says, that they may forget they signed up, or they may have trouble canceling them. Chargebacks, which are on the rise, can be tricky. Because an increasing number of consumers are filing fraudulent disputes, many merchants are trying to put the brakes on these cancellations, so it's important to play by the rules or you might get turned down. What's worse, even if you win, you could end up losing. Consumers who have successfully disputed charges have in some cases been banned by Uber and other merchants, according to the Elliott Report consumer advocacy site. Companies may limit chargebacks to one per customer and maintain merchant deny lists that are shared with other sellers, according to Signified, one of many firms that have popped up to help companies fight chargebacks. Here are six do's and don'ts to win credit card disputes and minimize hassles. This article is by Lisa Lee Freeman, by the way, a journalist specializing in shopping and saving strategies. She was founder and editor-in-chief of ShopSmart magazine from Consumer Reports. So here's our six suggestions. Don't delay. You may have just 60 days from the time you received your credit card bill to dispute a charge. So keep close tabs on your statement and check carefully for suspicious transactions. Signing up for purchase alerts can help. Don't leapfrog the merchant. Unless it's outright fraud, card issuers expect you to try to work with the seller first. Vendors have an incentive to resolve disputes by offering, say, a refund, exchange, or repair, since chargebacks can be expensive. Dealing directly with merchants is often the quickest way to get satisfaction and can help you avoid trouble later on. Merchants who lose chargeback disputes may file lawsuits or use collection agencies to recover funds, according to the Elliott Report. Do be patient. It might take up to 90 days or two billing cycles to get the problem resolved. In the meantime, you have the right to withhold payment of the disputed amount, according to the Federal Trade Commission. do double check. If you don't recognize a charge, take the time to review the details. Check your calendar to see where you were that day. Call the toll-free number that may be listed with the charge or do an internet search for the named merchant. That's how my editor learned that a baffling charge from TWPSUB was his WashingtonPost.com subscription. When you dispute a charge that turns out to be legitimate, it's called friendly fraud, and too many false alarms could result in your credit card being terminated, said MasterCard's IR. Do call your card issuer ASAP if you suspect fraud. Also, call if the merchant is unresponsive. You can check your credit card's website or app for details and to initiate the process. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express advertise zero liability policies that promise you won't be responsible for charges you didn't authorize. And finally, don't lose track of your paperwork. Receipts, contracts, emails, invoices, online chats, transcripts, and other documentation can help you back up your claim and complete the chargeback process. Include backup documents and a letter to the card issuer. Also, read merchant contracts. I've personally been burned because of language buried in a travel agency document. Now, moving on with AARP the Bulletin, let's look at some great ways to save for summer fun. Enjoy free outdoor concerts. There's likely more going on than you realize with free summer concerts. Sign up for the mailing list from your town's and surrounding ones, Recreation Department, to learn about free community events, says Kimberly Palmer, a personal finance specialist with NerdWallet. You might also find out about outdoor movies, food festivals, and other events slated for the summer months. Buy at the box office. Online ticket platforms make their money through fees, so sometimes you can cut them out by purchasing your concert or other event tickets directly. Verify this by phone or online first. Then, if the venue is local, go by the box office to make the purchase. While you're there, ask if there is a senior discount, which might cut the cost even further. Take in a weekday MLB game. Matinees can cost less than night games, and weekday games are even cheaper. Plus, you may enjoy a less crowded stadium. An analysis by Ticket City last year found that average prices for Wednesday games were about $56, compared with almost $80 for a Saturday game. Or you could visit a minor league park. The average cost of a ticket at a minor league ballpark is less than a third of that for a major league baseball game. For less than $30, you can likely not only purchase a ticket, but also park and enjoy a hot dog and a beer, and have a chance to see future stars. Plus, many stadiums offer a senior discount. Look for deals through your credit card. Many rewards credit cards offer additional discounts to specific events purchased through their shopping portal. Some cardholders might get access to pre-sale events, which allows them to snag tickets before they go on sale to the general public. And you can join a fan club, get access to pre-sale tickets through the performers themselves. Artists including Rod Stewart and Melissa Etheridge offer fan club members a limited number of pre-sale tickets. Snag seats that way and avoid the secondary market and the markup that may come with it. And finally, look for museum discount days. Museums often have days when they offer free or discounted admission. The Brooklyn Museum, for example, has free admission for some hours on the first Saturday of every month, except September. And the Santa Monica History Museum has free admission on the first Sunday of the month. Now, also from the Bulletin, we have an article under the heading of State News, and this time it's North Carolina. Her Wish, Sharing Life's Pain and Joy. A nonprofit helps older adults realize their dreams. This is by Michelle Crouch. As a woman of African and Native American descent, Luvinia Dudley faced racism and hardship in the 1960s as she raised her five children on her own in Stoneville, a small town north of Greensboro. She juggled multiple jobs to support her family and was the first black parent to send her children to the local all-white school after integration, one of several firsts that taught her life lessons about standing up for what's right. "Sometimes people were nasty," recalls Dudley, 88, "but I didn't let anyone intimidate me." Last fall, Dudley sat in a quiet room at a professional recording studio to recount her story of her life. It was a moment she had dreamed of, creating an oral history of her most difficult and joyful experiences to share with others, made possible by Wish of a Lifetime, an AARP charitable affiliate. WOL works to grant life-changing wishes to adults 65-plus and change the way society views older generations by sharing their stories, says Tom Wagenlander, the nonprofit's executive director. Since its inception in 2008, WOL has fulfilled more than 2,700 wishes, including a record 292 in 2023 alone. "We are an organization that believes everyone should be able to age with hope and joy," Wagenlander said. "For some, that's not a reality, and that's what our wishes do. We make that a reality." Recording and retracing roots. Dudley said she wanted a record of her life lessons and her life story for 11 grandchildren and 9 great-grandchildren who are scattered across the U.S. "I wanted them to understand that when I grew up, it was so different," Dudley says. "People take for granted what African Americans went through to get where they are." Dudley was the first African American employee at the local bank, and some customers called her names, but she eventually became the head teller. "The white folks didn't like it," she says, "but my manager said, anything we throw her, she can do it." She was one of several North Carolinians to have their wishes granted by WOL in 2023. The organization arranged for professional golfer Fred Couples to autograph a photo, a golf hat, and personal bobblehead for a 98-year-old woman and huge fan from Pinehurst. And it sent a 67-year-old Charlotte woman to Washington, D.C. with her daughter and grandson so they could retrace their ancestors' roots. The organization is planning to grant a similar wish in 2024 to another North Carolinian, Brenda McCoy Hunter of Winston-Salem. McCoy Hunter wants to research a bit of family lore about her grandfather, William Dalton, who was a highly respected educator in Winston-Salem, known as the Professor. A story passed down through the family holds he was such an influential teacher, the U.S. president, there's uncertainty about which one, invited him to Washington in the early 1900s to speak to a large gathering of educators. But once he arrived in the nation's capital and it was discovered he was African American, the story goes, he was sent back home. No one in the family recorded the details of the story before Dalton passed away in 1920. McCoy Hunter says, "So WOL is working with the Library of Congress to help McCoy Hunter research the story. She hopes to eventually go to the National Archives in Washington to unearth more about her grandfather. She says she wants all the details to share with the rest of her family, ideally at a big family reunion scheduled for this summer. I want to validate it and celebrate it," she says. "It would make a tremendous difference in the lives of a whole bunch of people. We just need to know." Learn more about WOL at wishofalifetime.org. Again, that's wishofalifetime.org. The author of this piece, Michelle Crouch, is a North Carolina-based journalist who covers health care and consumer issues. She has written for The Bulletin for 10 years. Now, how about a bit of advice from Medicare Made Easy? I got mailed a Medicare card with a new number. I never asked for it. What gives? Someone would get issued a new card if there was a problem identified with their Medicare number, according to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. A CMS spokesperson wouldn't specify what exactly might trigger such a move, but she said it would be made to protect an enrollee. If you wish, verify the validity of the card by calling 800-MEDICARE. Then give the new number to your health care providers, pharmacies, and, if on original Medicare, Part D, and supplemental insurance providers as soon as possible, CMS says. Shred your old card. Don't worry, your benefits and coverage will remain the same. Also note, there are several ways to get a replacement card if you lose yours. Request one at Medicare.gov. Print an official copy from your online Medicare account, or call the Medicare hotline, 800-633-4227. That number again, 800-633-4227, and ask for a new card to be mailed to you. I'm about to go into a nursing home. What happens to my Medicare? Will it still cover my health care costs? Your Medicare coverage will continue as it did before. When you or a loved one goes into a nursing home or other skilled nursing facility, you still pay your Part B premium for doctor visits and outpatient care, your Part D premium for prescription drugs, and if you have it, your Medigap coverage premiums. Though Medicare doesn't routinely cover everyday nursing home costs, your policies still provide medical coverage, just the same as before you entered the long-term care facility. That applies if you go to a hospital, get care from a doctor, need access to medical supplies, or are prescribed medicines. If you belong to a Medicare Advantage plan, MA plan, you'll still need to pay your Part B premium and any additional premium your plan requires. If you receive Social Security, your Part B premium is automatically deducted from your monthly benefit. You can also choose to have Social Security deduct any Part D and MA plan premiums you are responsible for. And finally here, my doctor wants me to take one of the new weight loss drugs, but my pharmacist says my Part D prescription drug plan doesn't cover it. Is that true? Based on your description, yes, that's true. The law that governs Medicare specifically excludes prescription drugs labeled as being for weight loss or weight gain. That would include the spate of medications approved for patients with diabetes, but that in recent years have become popular for non-diabetics who want to lose weight. Note that Medicare will cover these drugs for enrollees diagnosed with diabetes, but it won't cover them for off-label usages. That said, Medicare does cover some treatments for obesity. That includes an initial assessment to determine your BMI, your body mass index, a nutritional evaluation, and ongoing counseling to promote long-term weight loss when those appointments are held in a primary care setting. Unless you have specific health conditions, Medicare generally does not cover consultations with a registered dietitian or nutritionist. If your BMI is 35 or higher, Medicare covers bariatric surgery if your doctor determines it's medically necessary. Now, in another issue of the bulletin, there's an article on modern problems and their solutions. And we only have time for just one or two, but let's look at hitting the bar. Salad bars and buffets closed during the pandemic. Is it safe to eat from them now? While safety protocols may have advanced as a result of the pandemic, most food safety professionals would still recommend avoiding salad bars and buffets. There are a number of factors here, including foods that are not maintained at a safe holding temperature and illnesses tied to cross-contamination from dirty surfaces, utensils, and hands, most caused by other patrons. If a staff member is serving at the buffet, that may be a big improvement, and pre-plated items make a big difference. Money. Rating the bank rates. I got a great introductory rate on a CD, but now it's renewing at a lower one. What's the easiest way to get a higher rate without facing this problem in another 6 months or a year? Many of those enticing short-term CDs are promotional offers. Be sure to read the fine print before you invest. In addition, savers can use online earnings, calculators such as a CDValet.com, NerdWallet.com, or Annuity.org to determine total returns for different CDs, taking into account the impact of automatic renewals. Those calculations may show that a standard CD with a longer term is more profitable than a promotional CD offering with an amazing rate and a shorter term. Purchasing problems. My credit card company is great about detecting possible fraud, but often it's a purchase I made and then my card gets frozen when I need to use it. Fraud protection may be a pain sometimes, but they're important. If you're concerned that a purchase you make might trigger a fraud alert, call your card issuer and give them a heads up. Use the number on the back of your card. For example, if you're remodeling your house and will spend $5,000 at Home Depot, that big purchase might draw their suspicion. Telling them about the purchase would stop a fraud hold on your card. Likewise, call them if you are planning to travel. And speaking of travel, it seems like everyone is done with masks now. Are there circumstances when I still need to wear one while traveling? Think about how important the trip is and how you would feel if you had to cancel, or if you felt so sick while traveling that you couldn't enjoy it. So wear a mask when in crowded indoor spaces like security lines and the gate area in airports. It's fine to take it off when you find an open corner away from other people. Once you're on the plane, the times of greatest concern are when you're on the ground, boarding and deplaning, and the engines and ventilation systems aren't running fully. And if someone near you is coughing, you might want to cover up. And for a quick quote from actor Justin Bateman, 58, on aging, I think my face represents who I am, and I like it. Well, folks, we have run out of time for today's episode of Modern Maturity. Be sure and listen at the same time next week. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Karen Edwards, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Modern Maturity is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.